Excellent.
Here we test.
And hop. You did it. Abby, you want a cookie? Wow, it works. Get crazy.
All right, well, here we are on what turns out to be the eve of the third season.
Hey!
So I'd like to start with the fact that they don't even know what season it is. So, yeah. Because Cable did not list this previous week as a finale.
Mm-hmm.
And now, supposedly, the next episode, which they had already named as Family Vacation No More, which nothing would have made me happier.
Yeah.
I would have wanted to see more. But now they've already got three unnamed episodes up for season three, and on their on the official Jersey Shore YouTube channel, they have a trailer for season three that they put out in July, and it's a trailer for the stuff we just saw. So they were calling this season three. Then they were like, no, this is season 2B.
Nobody has any idea what's going on.
It's crazy. It's they are editing it on the fly, which maybe they are. I think that they must have renegotiated and, they used to pay the cast members by the episode. And now they're no, we want to,
per season?
We want to just, pay for, shoot days.
That's
and then
probably
stretch it
smart.
Out. It makes sense. But, they're definitely filling
it's
time.
It's feeling like filler. Okay, but really, really to get us started, let's say hi, we're Jersey Shore family reunion.
We're two former roommates.
It's two former roommates. We're the Gruesome Twosomes, Becky and Bri-Fi. Zach and Colin are both tragically out of the family. It's hard, but they missed Sunday dinner and they fucked up.
Yeah, you can catch up on it on TMZ.
A lot of DMs flying around. But yeah, it looks like MTV is truly just balls to the wall bananas on what the hell season we're on. This show is very hard to schedule around.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, and now that we know that there's more, at least three more episodes, looking back, I also want to definitely say, I am so glad that this show exists.
Sure.
At all. I'm so glad that I get to see, rehabbed Mike and Lauren's and, his dog and see him get married. That's all pretty fun. A lot of funny stuff does happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that didn't need to be a two-parter. The Dude and Ranchler Party did not need to be a two-parter.
No.
The United States versus the Situation did not need to be a two-parter.
Well, wait, riddle me this.
Where's Ronnie and Tuxedo Time? Those were two different episodes.
If they're trying to make it so it's fewer seasons, wouldn't that make you think that MTV is okay, if we're paying per season, then we want to pay you less, so let's do longer seasons so there's less? But then if they're extending all the episodes, doesn't that make you think that they're getting paid by the episode and they're yes, let's do more?
Well, I was thinking cast members are getting paid.
But then flip it and reverse it. I don't know what that means.
You're right. That's a good point. I mean, I don't know what is the situation. That would lead that would lead to this being the plan.
It's no one's in charge.
Well, Sally Ann Salzano. I mean,
Sally Ann is going through something and she needs to get herself right, and she needs to let go and let God and get a chest tattoo that helps her out.
Yes, I think you're 100% right.
So I actually have a lot of things that we need to talk about before we get started.
Please.
Okay. So first of all, we got a lot of amazing DMs this week. Truly outstanding. We got from multiple people.
Oh, that's wonderful. This is very exciting.
We got one from Rihanna trying to wink, saying that, yes, they did miss Becky.
When
I was missing from the episode. Yes. and then we also got a very useful explanation of why Jen Harley goes by Taters from both Trizzo and Miss Erin Barron.
Wow, Trizzo is truly...
He's a big fan.
This is amazing that multiple other people DM'd in and did not steal Trizzo's thunder because he DM'd right in there with
them. Yeah, no, it's tricky because, we did say, if you think you're our favorite fan, then you need to step it up and, interact with us. And Trizzo was like, great, will do.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is all right.
Trizzo's the king.
He's the king.
I think that to update the power rankings, Trizzo's still at the top, number one fan. But it just got a lot more interesting because other people are engaging.
I mean, I'm still, like, really into all the people that engaged this week specifically. Also very into Darren from Double Shot at Love for engaging with us
That's
so
true.
Much.
That's true, yeah. Darren and Blashes. Darren and Blashes gets lots of
I also feel like everyone who has ever reviewed us on iTunes is kind of in a winner's circle.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of winners, you know? There's 7 Jersey Shore castmates, and, like, everybody who didn't end up dating Vinny kind of won Double Shot at Love. So things can have more
so
than
really
one winner.
So really only Elise.
Well, even she, in the long
she's
run.
She's a winner. Okay, so they both said that she goes by Taters because her Instagram used to be Tater Tot Kitty.
Tater Tot Kitty.
No idea. I had
so
no idea.
So it's just a spectacular coincidence.
Spectacular.
That the other girl was French fries.
Life affirming.
Or maybe the cast members were making a really good bit because she was French and they were
well,
connected
to
taters.
I was thinking that, but like, that's...
I bet that's not it.
I don't think they're clever enough for that.
Yeah.
And I think they're very clever.
Yeah.
But not for that.
I think they're very
I think
clever.
It's just a tremendous coincidence.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have some Becky's grievances. Are you ready for them?
Oh, wait. What did people reach out and say? Oh, it was the explanation of the...
Yeah.
Tater Tot Kitty.
And the other one was telling me that they missed me, which I asked them to
great.
Do. So
that's great.
Bless up. Much appreciated. I was really into that.
I love it when people engage.
I love engagement. I love that you love me. I love how your eyes glow. Okay, so 2 of my grievances. I had 2 grievances. First of all, Becky, Becky, Becky. Gavalry is absolutely where the crucifixion happened. I said it was where he was like waiting out his arrest.
Wait, you mean
Jesus.
Calvary?
Calvary. I wrote down Calvary. Oh my god, another grievance. If there's a grievance within a grievance, you have to drink. Yes, Calvary. Oh man. The Garden of Gethsemane was the thing I was thinking of, where he was like chilling out.
Well, I'm going to give you major props and cheers.
Thank you.
Pronouncing Gethsemane correctly.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I had heard it in my mind as a child who was forced to go to Sunday school, but then also I checked the pronunciation on Wikipedia.
Well, good for you. I used to be very into Sunday school Bible stuff.
For sure. Did you ever do sword drills?
No, but I had friends who did. I was too intimidated by it because by the time I was interested, people were so far ahead of me.
Well, I'll tell you that if you open it up to the middle of the Bible, you're going to land in Psalms. And as long as you know if your book comes before Psalms or after Psalms, you're kind of already ahead of everyone else.
That's very interesting. Okay.
I'm also Jewish, folks.
This has
been a confusing
childhood. This is going to be like on ESPN, like when the National Spelling Bee falls out of favor. They're going to be like, we need to replace it with something.
Sword drills, that's it. Trump's America. Actually, it'll be when Penn takes over. This is not a political podcast. Okay, the other grievance, missed joke opportunity on all of our parts.
Mm.
Do you remember how we were talking about the cliffhanger episode that we had? The, like, to-be-continued episode?
Yes. I do remember that.
And then we talked about our first R movies, and I said my first R movie was Cliffhanger.
Oh, wow. That's,
and we did not do anything with that.
That's
a loose
pretty...
sock. What do you call it? Like a missing sock in the dryer or something? There's a word for
I
that.
I know that. I don't know that joke lingo.
Well, and that's another missed one for us later for some future episode. But yeah, really missed it on that one, and I really would like to personally apologize to you folks. And then, okay, my one last thing that we have to talk about before the episode actually begins. Look at this quote that I found in like an Us Weekly. This was from like months ago.
Okay, are you gonna? All right,
do you
so
want to read
a,
it?
This is a quote by Snooki. No, I think you should read it. You found it.
Okay, I went to the doctor and he was like, "Yeah, you're 7 weeks." I was like, "Is he okay?" I was just drinking so much wine, on finding out she was pregnant with her 3rd child.
Oh my gosh, I want to know what the doctor said.
The doctor said no more monkeys drinking wine while you're pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, but like, remember when we were talking about like, I don't know, wasn't she trying to get pregnant? Wasn't she kind of pregnant around
right.
that time? Whatever. So congratulations.
So, that is exciting. So this is number 3?
This is number 3.
Wow.
When
Very
will
cool.
they stop? I don't know. They're trying to get
Why
a full
stop?
Cast.
You know? They're trying to get a full cast. Oh, man.
Angelina's coming next. So, all right, so where did we leave off at Hituation Part 1? I can tell you the first thing I saw in Hituation Part 2 was a fog machine during the first dance
well,
of the couple.
During their first dance, where the song that was played on the show was Lana Del Rey Crazy, which that couldn't have been their actual first dance,
And
right?
you were watching on MTV?
Yeah,
like
I was watching on Ashland
so
TV.
I was watching on Amazon.
Full
and
Fat MTV.
I don't even know. I was watching on Skim, and I have no clue what song it was. I'd never heard of it before.
It was a Lana Del Rey song. It did not feel... Because it wasn't cut up at all, right? So it didn't feel like it was their song. Now, I get why you'd want to do that for editing reasons. But this is the shot. You're showing us 2 hours of this wedding, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't get the rights to, like, whatever, like...
What do you think their song was?
I bet it was an awesome, classy Frank Sinatra song. That's my
That'd
guess.
That'd be cool. I bet it was At Last by Etta James.
That's always the best bet. My brother-in-law used to edit wedding videos, mm-hmm. and he said that, like, it ruined that song for him.
Yeah.
He was like, this is a beautiful song, and yes. it is, like, it totally captures, like, that wedding spirit.
It's gorgeous.
But you just, because of that, when he and my sister were getting married, they had to pick something they felt was, like, kind of obscure. And it was, like, not, like, the world's most obscure song. It was, like, Otis Redding, That's How Strong My Love Is. And now they've both said, I kind of wish we'd pick something else. I've heard them both say that.
I used to love that song, and I wanted it to be my wedding song one day, and then I realized how many people, yeah.
Yeah.
It's ruined. It's like how Don't Stop Believin' used to be also my favorite song, and then people killed it at karaoke. Yeah. And not in the positive way.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's overdone.
They strangled the life from its body. Journey doesn't deserve that. I hope they got money for it, but, like, honestly, Journey was kind of like an unsung good band.
Did people get royalties for karaoke?
Good cue. If only Colin and Zach were here to tell us.
They would know. They would definitely know.
They would know. I like that everybody had solid jokes for the fog machine, and then Ron was like, fire! Yeah. It was a good idea, and he really did what he very much could with it.
It is very funny they're all mic'd up for the whole wedding for their snarky comments.
Oh my god.
Like, it's like, I'm sure that there were people there who were, like, thinking, like, why are they, like, talking through this? No one can hear them. And, like, they're just so,
they can.
They're, like, so reality plugged in. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah, I've got to make a joke every 2 minutes.
Well, that reminds me something I wanted to bring up from the very end of the episode. Pauly, when drunk, which Pauly and Vinny were quite drunk,
oh,
and
yes.
I loved it.
That was
but it
the
was
best part of the episode.
Annoying for, I'm sure, the people at the wedding. He was, like, not censoring his own producer brain. So he, at one point, was like, I don't have my body mic on. You got to get this with your, like, boom. Something about when they were changing clothes. And then there's another thing where he wanted an ISO of him eating the cake.
That was so funny. I love that.
And then it was not worth it. They, like, did take it. It was not great.
Well, the only part that was worth it was him asking for an ISO.
It was amazing.
Which was very meta and funny.
Ugh, I love it. Okay, so what comes next? Vinny's asking for chilled coconut Ciroc shots.
They're drinking vodka shots, which, since you and I party together sometimes, just I want to let you know right now that if you ever ask me to do vodka shots with you, the answer is no.
Well, like, people
and I'll do
are
shots.
Allowed to do whatever shots they want.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do them with you. Vodka shots?
No, they're you're allowed to, like, I went through a phase where I thought that tequila made me barf, and people would be like, let's do shots, and everybody was doing tequila, and I'd be like, can I please do whiskey or something?
Sure.
And that was fine, and I went back to tequila. Turns out it's great. But, for Vinny to assert his coconut syrup.
Vodka? It's because he's... Because that's probably, the lowest calorie one, right?
Probably. That's why you would do
that's
a vodka
why he's
shot.
Doing it.
Well, also, what happens if their coconut Ciroc isn't chilled? They have to chill the shot glasses with, like, a single ice cube in each
that's
one?
That's a great point. I mean, you don't think that Tuscany on the Turnpike keeps their Ciroc chilled, but their coconut Ciroc
chilled. I mean,
Ciroc
good point.
Chilled.
Good freaking point.
I mean, there's a Vinny every night in that place. here was kind of a seized joke opportunity. I mean, it wasn't, like, a great joke, but I did think it was kind of funny when Ronnie started to read the note.
Yeah, look.
And then did,
he
like
seized the joke opportunity. Did it work out? I don't know.
But he seized it.
He seized it.
And seized, heart opportunity, too. Because I actually really liked Ronnie's... You didn't like
the
Ronnie's
rest speech? Of his toast was fine, but Ronnie quoting the note was heartfelt.
Yeah, sorry. The note was not heartfelt. That's true.
That was him grasping at straws, which is mostly what he does.
Well, and it's still his thinking that the note is a joke about Mike and not a joke about him. Like, he still thinks that, like, the funny thing is that the girls wrote the note. The funny thing is that, like, Mike confirmed it. It's like, no, like, the, like, quote-unquote funny thing is that, like, you had this, like, weird, this big reconnection with Sammy and then got angry at her and she left the club and you stuck your face in people's boobs. That's the funny part,
and three-way kissed a waitress or whatever.
The joke's on you.
I mean, the funny part of the note is when somebody doctored that thing that when Trump texted everyone's phones, like, a year ago, and it was, like, presidential alert, somebody superimposed
this.
A thing that was, like, Ron, Sam, the night you left bed, Ron. we re-Instagrammed that. You should check out our Instagram at Jersey Shore Family Reunion.
And our Twitter at Family Reunion.
Or maybe even our Gmail, Jersey Shore Family Reunion, gmail.com, if you heard that. But, look... I like that he went for it, and I normally love note jokes.
yeah.
Ron, I don't know, what am I supposed to be grading him on a rubric of, like, doing the best he can? Great, he did. Yeah. Guess what? A lot of wedding toasts, people are doing the best they can, and a lot of wedding toasts are not that good.
Yeah. Oh, well, Lauren's dad also wore a GTL shirt.
Oh, yeah, cute.
That was funny. That was a seized joke opportunity.
So, Vinny's toast. I loved that the mirrors in his den were also for the speech.
Yes, that was funny. I did like that he had practiced so much and had it memorized. I think that's a guy who understands the responsibility of celebrity.
He understands the responsibility of celebrity. I think there was a taste level issue. Or maybe he just hasn't been at that many weddings and he didn't know what was expected of him for a toast.
I think you're 100% right, but I also think that it was edited to make it look like he bombed, and I don't think that he actually bombed.
I did love when they were like, slow-mo, I've done stand-up comedy before.
That was very funny. That was a seized joke opportunity by the editors, roast who are always him, the stars of the show.
Drag him. Yeah, the editors, we need to find out the editors' names so we can start calling them out.
Yeah.
Because they are killing it.
Yeah,
in a positive way.
But I do feel kind of strongly, I don't think that he tanked the way that they made it look like he tanked.
I mean, people were laughing. I do think that it's telling that Dina was like, what are you doing? Like, if Dina's having an issue.
That's true.
Dina's so like, my boys.
She's the moral compass.
Yeah. Dina's the moral compass of the show. Also, I thought that, not to skip right ahead, but Nino telling the three ring joke is...
Oh, yeah.
A vision of the ghost of Vinny's future.
Yeah.
The three rings are the engagement ring, the wedding ring, and the suffering.
Yeah.
That's what Vinny just did.
Yes, literally. You're right. Yeah, yeah. That's true. He's okay, just like a more polished version.
Jumping back to Polly's speech.
Yeah.
I thought that was lovely. But to quote Uncle Buck, he did say shit twice.
Mmm, that's interesting.
But only twice
for real. That's okay. It's a wedding.
I mean, the kids were there.
That's going to be on reality TV.
Yeah. I wouldn't say shit in a wedding toast. That's just me. I guess I'm Clayce.
Oh, wait. Did we go past the part where Vinny says, F*** Angelina on three?
No.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. While they're doing, like, vodka shots, he, like, does that weird thing where he's, like, licking into the vodka shots. And he's like,
oh, no, we haven't missed that yet because I took a note about that. Because as soon as she sees him do that, she, like, puts her shot in front of his face, like, okay, do it again. I was like, wow, nailed it, Angelina. Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I jumped.
You're going to be looking out shot glasses while I'm looking out mine.
So Polly's speech.
I also,
he read it from his phone.
I forgot that he and Mike had the same birthday. I thought it was like one after the other or something.
Yeah.
And that they were the first two in the house.
And he introduced himself as Paul.
Paul.
Yeah.
And Sitch introduced himself as Michael. Or Mike. I forget.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't write that down.
Look, maybe this is related and we've certainly teased this before and this is part of a very much larger conversation. But, yeah, I don't know what the future is for Jersey Shore Family Vacation getting recapped because it's sucking my butt. But I would love to look back at some original Jersey Shore, as we have talked
about. Yes, I agree. Well, my big hot take, and we might as well do this on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I say we could potentially do something where we decide how many episodes each season should actually have, and that's how many recaps we do.
Three.
Because, like, this one, as, you know, I'm not going to go back through it again, but I would say this was, and look, this is not harsh. This is reality TV.
This is not harsh.
I would watch 4 to 5 episodes of this exact same content. I would watch it in 4 to 5 episodes.
For sure.
8 to 9 episodes, I think, is like a little bit...
It's a stretch. Also, remember how the past few seasons have been like 14 to 17 episodes?
Yeah, I think they're already... I forgot to look this up, but I think they're already have made more than half as many episodes for Family Vacation.
Oh, yeah. No, they did that a while ago.
As they have, yeah. Than they did for the entire run of the original show.
Probably zeroing in on... as many episodes of Family Vacation as original, actually good Jersey Shore.
Especially if you include this.
No offense, no shade. Okay. So, my next note right before that thing about the Angelina shot glass thing is that J-Wow and Polly just had to find some reason to chat about when the dance is happening.
Yes.
Did you hear that? Did you see that, folks? Did you see that?
It felt like there was a lot of sort of interaction between the two of them.
Oh, yeah. We have to find reasons to talk to each other. Mike tells Lauren to her face that she looks fire, but then in his personal thing, he's like, she looks absolutely stunning.
That is so funny. He saves the really nice compliment for television.
tell your bride. Stunning is nice. Maybe they like fire. They seem to have a whole
shorthand
that they enjoy. They have their own whole language. And then Snooki was asking about something, and Lauren's immediately, in the middle of her wedding reception, is like, yeah, we made love last night, and I'm either ovulating or inseminated. Something like that. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the exact language, but she was, like, very obvious about it in front of Snooki's daughter.
Inseminate with some suffix. I don't remember whether it was inseminated or inseminating, but you're absolutely right. It was, like, but also we would know about that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so the whole rest of the episode, I think, is three things, and I want to go through those things with you. Okay, these are the three things.
Okay.
One, Polly and Vinny were so fucking drunk.
Yes, that was definitely one big thing.
Number two, Uncle Nino and Taters, yikes.
Yes, major yikes.
And number three, the Viennese dessert hour. Amazing.
That cracks the top three. I think that's fair.
So let's go through and we'll talk about Polly and Vinny being so, so drunk. I love how surprised Polly was by the shoes, the Italian shoes. And then when you turn them around, they're Mexican.
He loved those. He was like, I'm Italian. You gonna say that? I'm Italian. It was so funny.
There was like a montage of quick cuts for everyone, kind of like where everyone was at the reception while Polly was waiting to greet Rob Bass. And one of the shots at the very end was Uncle Nino listening to Dina's Belly.
Yes, I saw that too. It was like I had to go back for it because it was so fast.
It was like what?
I was like, wait, editors. Huh?
Yeah. Editor, I bet your name is Steven. Nice work, Steven.
Nice work, Steve. Yeah, Polly and Vinny were like totally wasted. Vinny is like very much showing off his body. I think that this thing where he couldn't get his cufflinks off was maybe faked because he wanted to like be in his underwear in front of Nina.
Yeah, it could be that. I also noticed him complimenting Nina a lot. And at first I was like, wow, what a nice guy. And then later I was like, oh, he's hitting on her.
Yeah, Polly, I think Polly, he says he's looking for love. But here he was. He and Mina really seem to be vibing.
For booty.
He and Mina.
He's looking for vibes.
Whether it's love or booty, he and Mina really seem to be vibing.
For love or booty.
And I think they're kind of on each other's sort of same wavelength. You know?
Yeah, they're like, both, I'm a professional. My job comes first.
And they're in the party business.
Bang and swerve.
Yeah.
And
I hope
stab?
Something happened there. We'll never know.
Ah. Wait, what's the over under on Polly nailing?
The over under.
Is that rude to Mina?
Well, how they nailed each other, I'd say the over-under
is like... They nailed each other.
I'm going to be optimistic. I'd give it like a 40% chance.
Great.
Is that too high? That might be too high.
I'll say 39%.
I hope it's 100%. I hope it happened.
Yeah. But I hope it was mutual and wonderful. I like to play the game. What else about this whole thing? Oh, about the cufflinks. I don't know. Maybe. I think it could be that he wanted to like draw out his being shirtless. Not as much as Vinny did, obviously.
Vinny was the one with the cufflinks. Was the one with the cuffling problems.
Oh, okay. That changes
Polly
it.
Polly undressed himself.
But I'm still going to throw this out there. It could be that he was at the point of being drunk and also like a, hot topic, privileged white cishead dude that's like, I would like to take my clothes off without having to deal with my cufflinks. Someone else. Deal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deal with it. And so much so that I'm not even thinking about that I should deal with it.
And he's also, like, drunk. And in his drunk producer brain, he's thinking, this is good content, me not being able to get on my shirt. This is good
Why
content.
Don't you take your cufflinks off?
Yeah.
Mike is waiting to do the dance at his wedding because you won't simply undo your cufflinks.
People take so many breaks at this wedding. In the Hituation Part 1, like Snooki and JWoww take a break just between like the cocktail hour and the reception.
Yeah, right. They just relax.
Just go back up to the room. Like,
not enough Joey on this episode, by the way. There was like one shot of him dancing with one of the little girls. I hope he got laid. Not
I
by
hope
the
so too.
But, like at the wet, like by a man.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, yeah, I don't know why he's not a bigger part of the show.
It's unfair.
He's great. Well,
Sally Ann, Steven.
Just a quick
Someone.
Teaser, I do have a hope and dream from last season that was fulfilled, and maybe it might concern Joey. That's
Let's hear
teaser.
It now. I can't wait.
Okay, so here it is. I said a while ago that I really, really, really wanted, my hope and dream, I think at least twice, was that they would do a Jersey Shore Christmas special, and it is on the schedule.
Okay.
They're
going to really?
Do a very
no.
Jersey Christmas
oh
this,
my gosh.
This December.
This
2019.
Show is never going to...
But that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Let's skip all the ones until that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm fine
well,
with that.
I know which one episode we're covering after this. Okay.
It's got to be better than their Thanksgiving episode.
Ugh.
Because it'll have better decorations. No offense, Thanksgiving.
Better decor.
Decorations suck.
By the way, the internet loved our episode that started with descriptions of Christmas movies.
Oh, really?
I say that based on just it feelings instinct, because no one wrote about it. But I think you loved it. Write us a review if you did not.
Yeah. We'll assume you loved it unless you engage. Which
unless you engage.
We'll love either way if you engage.
So the rest of Polly and Vinny being drunk.
They define chooch.
They defined chooch, which I appreciated,
yeah,
but
I did appreciate
guess what? Your girl, Jersey Shore family reunion already did date.
Becky's already done it.
They also didn't mention the colloquial usage of the pacifier thing.
Yeah.
Which, who knows if that's actually right, but I don't know. The internet said.
That just wouldn't fit on the screen.
I felt like
the
dance went fine. I thought it was so cute that one of the banana skirt girls was in the crowd trying to like guide them through it.
Yes.
But they only showed it for a bit, but I was like, show more of that and let her stand near the front, please.
It was also funny that Vinny messed up first.
Obviously. Though I think I saw Ronnie honestly mess up first, like a little bit.
They all messed up 100 times. I mean, like, they did not crush it. And, like, that's okay. It was still cute, and it still had the desired effect.
Yeah.
But, like...
No, everybody was like, I'm enchanted, because it's a wedding. Guess what? You cannot, like, upset people at a wedding.
The one person who I think has the right to be a little bit... maybe perturbed. Rob Bass.
Yeah.
He wanted to see, when they met him downstairs, he's like, let me see some of the moves. And
they were
just
like, no.
Brushed right past it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah. They just.
Rob Bass was not treated well, but I'm assuming Rob Bass made enough money that he was like, this is worth Rob Bass's time. I'm fine.
I'm sure Rob Bass, like, had a good time and was like.
He's Rob Bass and he came to get down.
I'm sure when he left, he was like, that's it. Great.
That's it. Time to chop her out of this piece. I did want to see more of Mike's face during Polly's Rob Bass announcement. Polly pulled the phone away from Mike, and Mike's, like, kind of surprised, kind of not.
Yeah, yeah.
To announce that, like, he's doing, like, a live music thing for this.
Yeah.
And there was, like, 1% of the coverage I desired of Mike's face during all that.
Oh, this was also a moment where J-Well said that she was very impressed when they got Rob Bass.
Impressed, huh? Oh, it's almost like Polly is kind of impressive. A little bit. When Vinny messed up the dance, Ron's cutaway said, it's like Vinny's the one who missed rehearsal, not me. No, it's not like that.
Though I'm sure if we had a full one shot of the entire dance, I'm sure Vinny would have made fewer mistakes than Ron.
Yeah.
I think it's important we say that.
Additionally, may I say it, as a dancer. Not like a dancer like Elise is, but like a dancer like I am, like a natural dancer with like natural rhythm and moves, much like yourself.
Right, just for context for people at home.
She's like
she
good
means,
at picking
she
up
She means
partner,
a
like,
dancer
trained,
like she
like,
is.
Just like a dancer like me. It's super hard to get the moves right, even if you've like practiced a ton of times and been really responsible about it.
That's fair.
It's like just 1,000% easier if like you can see the person who knows what they're doing and you can watch them and do it. And it's because you like have to think, you're like, it's a very specific brain function. And
yes,
like,
absolutely.
That's hard.
It's hard to get all the way through perfect, for sure. Because also, it's a different situation when you're actually up in front of people.
Yeah.
Now, I did do show choir in high school.
Beautiful.
So I have choreographed dance experience. I would and that was like, you do like a 30-minute show, maybe like a 20-minute show.
Okay.
But you're practicing it all year. So like, and a lot of it's not that hard. So like.
Yeah, when I think of show choir dancing, I think of gloved hands doing jazz hands.
So, like, I mean, there's some of that. There's also some partner dancing. I mean, there's stuff. There's a fair amount of stuff to remember, but you have all year to do it. That's why, I mean, look, you couldn't make the show Glee if, like, they actually did the same, they rehearsed the same 5 songs every single episode, because that would be very boring.
Guys, we're doing it again.
I was, like, right out of high school when that show started, and, like, people in my show choir were, like, excited about it, and then I was like, this is nothing like show choir. You're going to learn a new song every week? Get real.
Get real. There's no way.
But I guess that's what you do if you have professional actors and singers and dancers.
No. Glee.
Shout out to, what was the high school? Manchester High School in the Richmond area of Virginia. Always put everybody to shame. They were great. Capital Swing.
Were they yours?
No.
I was just saying,
I went to
like,
high school. We were not that good.
They did great.
They were
shout out
spectacular.
To Manchester.
Manchester High School, it was like Capital Swing, Touch of Swing, and Just Swingin'. It was the only good.
Those were the different teams, or that was the three, different shows you remember?
Three different show choirs. They had an all-male show choir. Do you have any idea how rare a good all-male show choir is in high school? It doesn't happen.
Mama, I'm a boy, and I want to do show choir, and we're just out of the Manchester School District. What do we do?
Oh, people definitely, like, you know, fake living with their grandma.
This is going to be clutch for, I don't know, not getting into college, but just for me being happy.
It was incredible. They were really good.
Well, good for them. That's von Beisdijk.
I don't know if I got the high school right. I definitely got the show choir names right.
Amazing. Okay, so what else is there to talk about Polly and Vinny being drunk? Overall, I think they made Mike sad. But I think he handled it really well.
Yeah, I think he was. I think they made him a little stressed, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I wrote down the timing. In case anybody else had this on cable and you heard Becky say that, like, Uncle Nino put his ear to Dina's belly, mm-hmm. and you were like, really? If you'd like to see it, I wrote it down. It's about 40 minutes in, 40 minutes and 30 seconds in. It's just like, it's less than a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your scribe.
The scribe.
Working for free until we get that Patreon. Colin, where's the Patreon?
I don't know, Becky. I set a reminder.
Yeah, he's going to have to, he probably hit the snooze on that reminder.
Okay, so that's Polly and Vinny being drunk. Now, Uncle Nino and Teters.
Yes.
I did like when Uncle Nino said, fake news my balls.
Yeah. That was, like, a very funny line. That was a seized joke opportunity.
Very seized. He nailed that one.
It almost made up for the fact that he was just, like, unacceptably rude in every other
sense. He certainly was. Somebody should have come and gotten him.
Yeah.
I mean, I...
Where's Paula? Wait, was she not there?
Was Paula not there?
It would be crazy if he weren't invited and she weren't.
I'm sure they're both invited. Maybe Paula was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to go. But why wouldn't she go? Maybe. Why wasn't Paula there?
Gianni wasn't there either.
Maybe he was watching the kids, the rest of the kids.
That makes sense.
Wow, is he an active dad?
I believe it.
He might have been busy replacing ATMs along the Jersey Shore.
I think also he just hates the show.
Yeah, could be.
He doesn't mind the house that paid for, but he doesn't love the show. So.
Yeah, which and maybe he doesn't want to be on TV anymore because he always gets made to look like a chooch.
Yeah, I respect that.
So, okay, so here's how I was feeling about Uncle Nino and Teters.
Yeah, please.
At certain points, I'm like, yeah, go after it, haha, lol. At other points, I was like, oh, you know, give the kid a break, like, she's really trying to keep it together. They were doing a lot of, like, reaction shots of her doing, like, stink face.
Yeah.
But, like, that felt heavily edited. Steven,
totally.
I don't know. You left your thumbprint all over that one. I don't know what's real and what's not.
Come on, Steve.
But by the time Nino got to, he's a good kid. Like, what did he say?
He loves you. He loves you.
Yeah.
He's, like, shouting.
It's like, I was just like, somebody definitely come get this guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
He has no clue what he's talking about. Ron clearly has done enough bad stuff to Jen that Jen does not deserve to sit here and take that.
Yeah.
No matter what Jen has done, this doesn't need to be going this far at a wedding because she's not defending herself.
Right.
All she's saying is, I'm going to get away from him and do not let him talk to my child. But, like, at that point, I would probably be like, look, Jane's no angel. But, like,
yeah, right.
Ron's not just loving her and
right.
That's it.
Like, that's not, yeah, that's, like, such a weird thing of, like, it's, leave it to Uncle Nino to have the weirdest, like, strategy of all, which is, like,
just talk reason to her?
Yeah, like, I'm going to convince Jen to behave differently. Rather than, like, what Polly's doing, which is, like, look, Ron, like, whatever's happening is not working, get out.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, what, I mean, there are different strategies to take. But one that doesn't make any sense is to try to convince Jen to be better because Ron is a blameless human.
And to stop like, beating on this blameless human.
I mean, she should stop doing that. And I guess, you know, I mean, he's
sure,
right about that.
No,
but like, he loves you, he's a good kid. It's like, he's not great.
Uncle Nino needed to be taken away from that situation.
Yes, Uncle
probably
Nino
a little
took too far, for sure. I think we can all agree on that.
Okay, so the last thing I wanted to talk about, Vinny's dessert hour. That was
the Venetian?
Thousands of desserts.
Wait, also,
he said,
Mike,
yeah, Mike
did call it the
Venetian
dessert hour.
It
was hopeful. He wanted it to be Italian.
Well, that's more Italian than Viennese, but
yeah.
the little bottom third said Viennese.
Well, what's this place actually called? Like, something castle? It's not actually called Tuscany on the Turnpike.
I don't know. We'd have to ask Colin, because he's the one who looked it up.
They should call it Tuscany on the Turnpike.
They
but,
certainly should.
You know, engage with them.
I've never heard... I have never heard of this wedding innovation, I will say. of having, like, just the craziest, like, the cocktail hour, but for desserts.
Yeah, no, like, it was incredible. And especially, like, I think at some point Mike said that, like, we had 205 people. It's like, wait a second. You had all these desserts for 200 people?
Each person would have to eat 5 desserts.
It's crazy. It's like somebody was like, well, let's assume that, like, every single guest here wants 5 of everything and we can't run out. Mm. And then they were like,
we cannot.
And we need 10 different options. Oh. Also, this is a place they're going to go to this much trouble, but they can't do a tasting. I guess that's why they can't do a tasting.
Well, yeah, like, that probably would have been way overwhelming. I get it at this point.
What are you going to do? Eat 1,000 different desserts, Mike?
And he's like, he could have. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was great. This is where we get the isolation, the ISO on.
Get my ISO. I've never heard of that before, by the way. And I'm very involved in film and television.
Yes, we're all very plugged in. Except for Zach.
Probably the most.
Zach's like he's like an aspiring writer. It's like very cute.
It's like kind of sad. It's like
the rest of us, pretty legit.
Yeah, the rest of us get paid for sure. And the last note I have is that Ron needs to do things that are better for him eternally, physically, and mentally.
Yeah,
eternally.
Oh yeah, eternally. Yeah.
Sure. Yes, that's not untrue. But I don't know if that's what he wanted to say.
Did he say that?
I think Ron said that about himself.
Yeah, that was very funny. I have a few more. One, I thought Ron and Jen seemed okay. I love the photo booth quick cuts. I like that Dina and Chris chose to use no props.
I didn't.
It was very
Let's
funny.
Be classy at this wedding.
Yeah. And, Mike, when, like, Mike was listening to him, he's like, this wedding is so amazing. He lists some things that were, like, also, like, pretty incredible. But then within this list, he's like, we had a ceremony. We had a reception. It's like, well, that's not that impressive. That's just things they do at every wedding.
Yeah, that's insane.
Polly also calls it the best day of his life, which is very fun.
Aww.
I wrote that Polly loves Mina. Oh, and there was one point at the end, they like all beat the beat up together.
Mm-hmm.
And Snooki was like remembering. She was like, you know, or maybe it was J-Watch. Like, when we beat the beat up, it was, I don't know, it was kind of a sweet moment where they were talking about it. Oh, I think Giovanna beat the beat up with them. Or maybe it was Milani, or maybe it was both of them.
Oh, I didn't get that part.
They were, like, beating the beat up at the end. And, like, they did a flashback to, like, them beating the beat up. And, like,
I remember the flashback because Jenny was like, that was the craziest I've ever seen J-Lo dance.
It was incredible. The way they used to dance is, like,
they all used to take their shoes off at the first second of being in the club.
Like, they need a, like, 6-foot radius for safety the way they used to dance.
Do you remember Dina being at any club ever and she'd be wearing her, like cork wedge platforms, and she'd be like on top of some stool falling onto everybody, and then Jersey turnpiking the next second.
Yeah, they like, we definitely gotta work in some vintage Jersey
get ready for that. I guess we're teasing it enough, we really need to actually do it.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, I think we should do it in place of recapping every episode of this.
It's a wild opinion and I'm all for it.
The situation had one missed joke opportunity.
The situation?
He said, this situation was a total success. And he could have said, this situation went off without a hitch.
Nice. I thought you were going to say, successuation.
Successuation also would have worked.
That would not have worked.
Look, it's no nice.
Seized but not successful.
It's not Knights of the Brown Table.
Yeah, it went off without a hitch. Wait, what did he say?
He said, was a total success. The situation was a total success.
I bet that was something he said, and there was like the ghost of a whisper in the back of his mind that was like, is that the best it could have been? Who cares? It's my wedding.
He couldn't put his foot on it.
He's got his nose to the streets. Okay, I don't know if you guys are interested in this, but I did write a fan fiction. Okay, here goes. Everybody get freaking ready. Polly tapped JWoww on the shoulder to get her attention. It was the loudest part of Situation's reception, and he had finally figured out an excuse to talk to her. But just before Polly pressed his soft lips to JWoww's ear, Colin paused the episode. Zach.
Drain him.
Zach, whose head was resting on Colin's shoulder, protested. Hey, what gives, Col? I just had a great idea, and I wanted to run it by you, replied Colin. He had tickled Zach's arm with two little running fingertips to illustrate the word run. I'm listening, purred Zach. You know how we postponed our podcast record because of scheduling? Well, I was thinking, maybe on the day of, I suddenly can't make it either. And you and I get some seriously needed alone time together. Becky and Brian can handle it. Colin, that's... Zach paused. That's the sexiest thing anyone has ever said to me. The part about sneaking off together? Asked Colin. No, the other part. How Becky and Brian could handle it? Yeah, that's the stuff. God, our friends are so capable. Zach's eyes were closed just thinking about it. Hey, Col, he asked. Hey, Zach, Colin answered.
I like that you're doing a, like kind of an impression of Colin, but not of Zach. So, hey, what gives, Col? I can see Zach saying. Sorry.
Hey, what gives, Col? I can reread it with the impression, but...
No, I think, go back to where you were.
Okay. Hey, Zach, Colin answered. Can you do that thing where you run your nails on my scalp? Zach's voice was meek, but there was a hint of a smile on the edge of it. As you wish, said Colin. And he did. With the other hand, he put Jersey Shore back on. So capable, he murmured, as JWoww and Polly whispered back and forth at the wedding reception.
Wow.
That's my fanfic.
That was beautiful. So... This is so we exist in the same universe.
Yeah. For sure.
This has major implications.
Well, because this has always been real life.
Right.
The fanfic has always been like just me explaining something that did happen or will happen. Or
fanfic is short for fan non-fic.
Yeah. What we're saying is fan non-fic, but we shortened it because the English language is wild and alive, so it's allowed to change.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I loved it. That was great fanfic.
Yeah. I liked how Colin and Zach are lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why they are not here tonight.
But that's not the joke.
No, that's not the joke.
This is not a Joey Chandler situation. This is not a George Jerry situation.
JWoww and Polly, to me, are not a joke.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you're the lovers in my story, it's...
That's not a... Yeah.
Probably the opposite of a joke.
Yeah.
It's like the most serious thing I've ever written.
That's true. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
I
don't know where their wives were, but probably just like in the kitchen or something.
Well, you know, all we know is the text that they sent us. So like, Zach can't make it because of like a work trip. Mm-hmm. Colin can't make it because the reached out to his work and it was an all hands on deck situation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what text they're sending Emily and Alicia. You know what I mean? They could be sending them
podcast this, going so long tonight, babe. So sorry,
forever.
Hun.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
I think I might have to spend the rest of the week on this podcast.
Not only all night, but probably many nights.
And they're like accidentally texting like, the service is terrible here in Tahiti. I mean, Brian's apartment.
What?
They flew to the Western.
They flew to the Isle of Tahiti.
Eastern Hemisphere?
Hemisphere
we're not in.
I feel like also I can't wait to get a text from one of them that's like, sorry, babe, podcast going late. That's a mix-up.
Exactly.
But yeah, we do exist in their universe as watchers of the show.
It's like the Spider-Verse, if you've seen that movie.
Amazing.
If you haven't, watch it. It's the only Spider-Man worth watching.
I have not, and I will.
It's great. The way they weave the animation style into the specific special effects of the movie is really smart and really cool, and I loved it.
I love stuff that's smart and cool.
You know...
That's why I like you.
Oh, thanks very much. That's why I like you, too.
All right!
Well, maybe we should end on
I have one more thing to say. Is it worth it? I don't know. I just rented. I just borrowed a George Saunders book of short stories from the library the 10th of December.
Who's George Saunders?
He's an author that I had heard of him before, but I thought he was George Eliot, which is a woman. It's been a long journey, but...
No, I know George Saunders. That's the name on top of Winnie the Pooh's house.
Perfect. There you go. But there was a short story called Escape from the Spider Head that I just read that I really enjoyed.
Very interesting.
Probably not worth it to say, but there you are, folks. We're trying to educate.
I think we wrapped this up as elegantly as we could have.
I think we did the very best possible potential job we could have. Every time you hear like a noise, that's me moving in my seat, not me farting.
Yeah. They're farty seats. And now, drain them.
Hey, see you next week. Get crazy. If
I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet. So after I have sex with a guy, I will rip their heads off. Go beat it! Go beat it! Get loud! I'm home! Do something.